The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. This is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. And I want to welcome you to my latest podcast, and that is about growing strawberry plants from seeds. Yes, you heard that right. Who even knew that growing strawberry plants from seeds was possible? Now, when I was a kid growing up on a farm, we had about a quarter acre strawberry patch, and we would, you know, open that patch up in the springtime for some U-pick sale. So people would come and pick plants, pick the strawberries. And when I was a kid, strawberry growing at that time basically meant transplanting either small plants that we bought from a wholesale nursery or, the little babies that grow at the end of runners that come from an adult plant. If you have grown strawberries in your garden before, you've probably seen that a strawberry plant will send out this long runner, and at the end of this runner is a tiny, tiny little baby plant. It eventually finds its way into the soil and starts to root, and voila, you get a second generation. That was the only way I ever knew about growing strawberry plants. And then, all of a sudden, strawberry seeds appeared in my life. That is a radical concept to me. As radical as growing potatoes from seed, perhaps, which I actually did a few years ago. Now, this past winter, I received some strawberry seed sample packs from Proven Winners. You may know Proven Winners from their wonderful lines of Super Tunias and just wonderful bedding plants, beautiful annuals, some perennials as well. They also have a line of edibles called Proven Harvest. And a company added three strawberry varieties a few years ago to their Proven Harvest line. And those varieties are called Buried Treasure. Buried as in B-E-R-R-I-E-D. Get what they did there? So it's Buried Treasure White, Buried Treasure Pink, and Buried Treasure Red. And those have been available as potted plants for a few years now. But for the 2021 season, they have actually added the strawberry seeds in their availability. How cool is that? Now, I have not yet planted those strawberry seeds that they sent along to me, but I have been reading over the instructions that came with the packets. And I find that growing strawberries from seeds, at least according to the directions, is not unlike growing seeds of any other warm weather loving edible plant, like tomatoes or peppers. And that basically means you start by sowing the seeds indoors, as opposed to squash or something where you would just dig a hole in June or so and plant the seeds outdoors. Again, we plant these seeds indoors. And here is the step-by-step process that Proven Winners recommends. Clear my throat to get ready. So, step number one, you are going to sow the seeds in pots indoors about 8 weeks before your area's last frost date. So, be sure you look at a calendar, look online, the United States Department of Agriculture usually has a list, a map of what your location can expect for a last frost date. In your pots, you're going to use a seed starting soil mix, such as 3 parts peat to 1 part organic rich soil. You can either make it yourself if you so choose, or you can find any one of a number of soil seed starting mixes out there. Moisten that soil first before you sow the seeds. Put it in your pot, make sure it's nice and even, and then sprinkle the seeds over the surface. Once you do that, you'll sprinkle a small amount of that seed starting mix on top, making sure to not completely cover the seeds. Why? Because they'll need to be exposed to some light in order to germinate. Some seeds are like that. Step number two. If possible, place these pots under a grow light to ensure they have adequate light exposure. You'll want to keep the soil temperature between 60 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit until you notice the seeds starting to germinate. If the pots are on a windowsill, be careful of drafts that might cause the soil temperature to dip below 60 degrees. Check your windowsill. Just, you know, put your hand there and see if you've got a cold breeze coming through. Now, if all goes well, your seeds will germinate in 2 to 3 weeks. Step number three. Transplant your strawberry plants outdoors once your area is beyond your last frost date of the season. So, you know, for New England-ish, you're going to... Oh, that's my dog shaking her collar. She's always around. For people in New England, where I am, that's usually mid-May or late May. Before you plant your pots outside, you'll want to acclimate those pots beforehand. And what I mean by acclimate is you'll set the pots in a shady spot outside during the day and bring them in at night. And each day, you might extend the time that they spend outside. And you gradually increase the sun exposure and the time outside, so move them from the shade and eventually move them into the sunlight. And then finally, you know, in about a week or so, you'll be able to plant those seeds or seedlings, now they're seedlings, outside. We've got a few last remaining tips for you guys when you're starting your strawberry seeds. If you planted all of your strawberry seeds in just one or two pots, do keep in mind that they're going to get bigger and they're going to get crowded in that pot. I would suggest eventually teasing out the individual seedlings and transplanting them so that each plant has its own pot, or maybe a pot has two or three plants in it, depending on the size of the pot. One final tip, when you're finally transplanting your strawberry plants grown from seeds outdoors, you'll want to amend your garden soil with a little extra compost, peat moss, and some sand. The strawberry plants will appreciate the growing environment that these amendments provide, as it really does replicate the seed starting mix that they have been living in for the past couple of months. So that's it for my how to grow strawberry plants from seeds. And I hope you find some seeds of strawberries and try this for yourself. Thank you so much and happy gardening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.